Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy Virtual Conference, designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
After working with entrepreneurs around the world, one pattern shows up over and over again. They're hustling, they're building, they're doing all the right things, or at least what it looks to be all the right things on the surface, but they're still stuck with inconsistent income and a funnel that doesn't work. Most think they need more leads or better ads or go viral on social media, but that's not the real problem. The truth is many of them don't have leads problem. They have an offer problem, a trust problem, a conversion problem. And I'm going to show you why most entrepreneurs stay stuck in that chaos and exactly how to get out of that situation. You're going to discover how to make offers that are instantly magnetic. You're going to learn how to build trust and how to understand a sales system that works for you 24/7. So with that, let's take a deep dive at these moves and simplify your growth, because this is about helping you building your income and something that you could count on. So I want to talk about Rochelle. Rochelle is somebody who her entire career has been in nursing, and she has created a product that I cannot speak details about, but it's a product for people who have survived cancer and they had a physical change because of that cancer. Now, the product that she created, she has pulled me on the side because she wanted someone who had the expertise on launching products and the expertise on growing businesses. And that's where I came in to be able to help her create a marketing strategy, go to market, what are the different steps, the sequence, more importantly, how to identify or who is the ideal dream customer for her based on what the problem that she's trying to solve and what is the messaging. Now, this is still on the wraps. We're still working through it because the product itself is not patented. But what I do want to share with you, and the reason I use her as a case study, is because she had taken all the advice that I've given her for this product that she's preparing for the launch, because the launch doesn't start the day that you start the sale. It starts with the preparation and the plan. But she took all those advice for the business advice to actually create a mindset life coaching business. And that business right now is paying for all her personal expenses. We're talking about her monthly mortgages. We're talking about food on the table, and it's paying for the business. And when it comes to setting up a business, having lawyers, having prototypes, all of that costs money. And all of my advice that I share with her has helped her to be able to stay afloat and much more than just staying afloat, but be able to cover all these expenses, both personal and on the business side, so that she could make her vision a reality. Now, Rochelle is lucky because she has a vision, she has a product, and someone that she's been able to get help from, and that would be me. It wasn't always like that for me. I'll go back to an experience that I had where I was at the time 15 years old. I was in New York City in the subway. I jumped the turnstile. And next thing I know, the cops are there. They caught me and they cornered me. Now, I was embarrassed not because I was caught by the cops, but I was embarrassed because I actually did that situation. I actually jumped the turnstile. It came to that situation. I jumped the turnstile to go work for McDonald's 120 blocks away from where I lived. And I wasn't going to McDonald's to earn money so I could go out and have fun. I was actually working for McDonald's so that I could bring food to my siblings and be able to buy them food, because we spent a lot of countless nights being hungry. And this was my way to be able to support my family, to be able to contribute. But that situation poverty wasn't a situation that started then. I came to the US when I was 5 years old from Dominican Republic, and I was in a room full of strangers where a woman leaned down to give me a hug and she told me she's my mother. That was the first time I met her. And with her was a man and a girl that they both said was my sister. And I share this because this was another situation where poverty forced situations upon us. My mother she didn't abandon me, but she was building a home, creating a home for me so that I could go from the Dominican Republic where I lived with my grandma and my aunt, who I thought was my mother, so that I could move to New York City and live with her. To me, that was a traumatizing situation. As I was growing up, poverty still kept smacking me in the face. I didn't have money a lot of the times to be able to take a haircut. My hair was wild, puffy. It was just out of control. And many of the kids in school made fun of me because of that. I wore worn-out shoes for years because we couldn't afford anything else. And the time in McDonald's, I mean, working for McDonald's and having jumped the turnstile was an actual trigger point for me. Because after that situation, I told myself, I do not want to repeat that. I no longer want to allow poverty to dictate what my life is going to be. And I wanted it. And then at that point, I took school a lot more serious. And that's where something inside me just lit up. So from all of that experience, even though I had those scars, it actually helped me become who I am, and it helped me create the vision and the mission that I now approach. From that point, I graduated from Boston College. I attended a top MBA program. Intel wanted me to go work for them, so they worked really hard to recruit me. Amazon poached me from Intel, and Apple did the same, poaching me from Amazon. All these companies really wanted me because, like I said, I was serious and I wanted to make a difference. But I was strategic in the decisions that I was making in terms of working for these companies. These companies had a reputation for launching products at a global level, and I wanted to have that expertise in launching. The tech sector is one of the technology sector, that industry is one of the only industries where products are being launched on a numerous occasion in one given year. My first year working at Apple, I launched over 9 different products. So I worked there in tech for over a decade, and I have that expertise. And not only did I work there, I also worked in venture capital where I was helping a lot of the startups grow. And that's where I was able to apply and battle test a lot of strategies with businesses that have smaller budgets. And I want to take all that learning, all that skill set to share with you, everyday entrepreneurs who wanted to take their business and take it to the next level. And I got that seed of entrepreneurship from my grandfather. Not only was he planting seeds to be able to get harvest, sell harvest, and put food on the table and have the family grow, but he also planted the seeds of entrepreneurship, something that I was able to see with my own family. And that's where I get the bug, if you will, from that. So by taking the expertise of launching products, growing businesses in the venture capital world, I want to offer this to entrepreneurs in general. So imagine you have a water leak of some sort at your house. You're not a plumber. You have no idea what plumbing is about, how to even root cause the situation, how to fix it. But you have a leak, and now that leak is getting the entire kitchen all wet. The typical entrepreneur will actually go buy towels, hoping that that's going to solve the problem. But that getting a whole bunch of towels, regardless of the amount of towels, is not going to fix the leaks that is happening in the kitchen. So what are the specific leaks that I'm talking about from an entrepreneurial standpoint? I'm talking about offer leaks. I'm talking about trust leaks. And I'm talking about a system that sells on your behalf leaks. Because if these are broken, then people, entrepreneurs won't be able to grow, monetize, grow, and scale their businesses. So let's imagine I have a bottle of water. When I talk to a lot of the entrepreneurs, I ask them, how much will you pay for this bottle of water? Depending where they live, the price is going to range. It could be somewhere from $4 to $7. And then I ask them, you know, let's say let's just pretend they said $5. That's the number. I drink from the bottle. Oh my goodness, it's good water. And I ask them, how much will you pay for the bottle now? Many of them will say, well, they wouldn't pay anything. And I said, why not? This is a very valuable bottle. And they will still not pay anything. And I try to convince them, let me sell you the bottle. And they will not buy the bottle. Then I reveal to them that this is not a normal bottle of water. This is actually a bottle with compartments in them. And there's interesting things in this bottle of water. So in this bottle of water, As you can see, there's actual items in here. So here I am. I just took this out from the bottle of water. Let's count how much money I have in there. 3, 4, 5. So that's 100, 200, 300, 400, 500, $600. There's $600 in that bottle of water. There's more stuff in there. Let's see what we have. Oh, there's jewelry. We have gold bracelet, white and normal gold color. We also have a ring, gold ring. And there's a note in there. So let's take a look at that note. The question is, as I open up this note, as you can see, how much, now that you know all these different items that is in there, $600. Jewelry, gold jewelry, how much will you have paid for that bottle of water? Because now it's not about the water, but it's about the value that is actually in it. At that point, when I ask the entrepreneurs that question, now I'm hearing hundreds of dollars. They'll pay $600 for it. I even heard $700. Now, this is how I make an offer even more irresistible. So the note that was in this bottle that was broken up into compartments and it had all this stuff in it is dated June 20th, and it said, whoever gets this note before revealing its true content will get everything in the bottle, including the $600, the gold jewelry, and my $50,000 monetize and scale deluxe package, where I am your fractional CMO for 6 months and will generate additional traffic and convert that traffic into sales. If I cannot generate the system for you in 6 months, I'm going to continue working for you until I do. Once I reveal that, I ask the entrepreneurs, how much would they pay for that? And then the number went even higher. Some said 10,000, others said 20,000, others said 30. I think the highest that I got was probably $36,000 that they will pay for me right on the spot. So where I'm going with this is an offer is about making it irresistible, making it magnetic. My ideal customer are entrepreneurs who are wanting to get to that next level. And this type of offer that I made is irresistible to them because not only do they have some pocket money, which a lot of entrepreneurs need, but the gold is nice. They could sell it, get some extra money. But the real big offer, the really big volume is my service to be able to take their business, monetize it, and convert it into a system that sells. So with that, they're able to take my service is a pain that they have. Many of them have the pain of being able to generate traffic. Many of them have the pain of being able to gain instant trust. So a lot of them, some of them are able to get the traffic, but that traffic comes and nothing happens. It just evaporates. I could take that traffic and do something with it. I'll take that trust, the traffic, give it the trust that it's looking for in order to move forward. And then take them to a sales system that works for you 24/7. And that's another missing link that many of these entrepreneurs have. So I take it, I take the traffic once I got the trust from them and be able to help them generate that revenue. And a lot of entrepreneurs are seeking for that. So for those of you who are listening to this, who are reading this, having an offer that is irresistible is going to be very instrumental in turning around your business. Identify who's your dream customer. And once you identify who they are, identify what is the biggest pain point that they're having. And this pain point has to be huge. They're willing to pay lots of money for it. Because if they are willing to pay lots of money for it, then you're able to get their attention and be able to hook them to go to the next step. So that is offer creation. So now let's move on to the next step, and it's about trust. These days, it is so easy for people to just Google somebody up to see whether or not they're legit. And that tends to be the typical question. Is this person legit? So you want to be prepared. You being the entrepreneur want to be prepared and be able to manage that search ahead of time. So that way, when they see your post or they see your traffic generation tactics, and they go to Google, which is about 80% of them do a Google search to see what you're about and whether or not they could trust you. You want to be able to build that trust, that authority, and that credibility instantaneously. So how could you do this? There's many different ways of doing this. One is going to be your website. The other one is going to be your social media profiles. For a lot of entrepreneurs, social media profiles is just another website, because a lot of people, a lot of the traffic, your customers are going to social media to get to know more about who you are. And there's four key things that you want to be able to display in these platforms, whether it's your website or Facebook, Instagram, and so on. So one of these things is you want to be able to build instant authority, instant credibility. So one of the visual ways to do that is whatever is the banner, whatever is the visual that you have an image of yourself representing what your business is all about. If you're a medical doctor, make sure that you have your medical lab coat with a stethoscope around your neck, possibly. If you're a business person, be dressed professionally so that creates that mindset of you being an authority. If you have a book, I will say put the book there so that they see that you're an authority. Anyone who has a book has to have an expertise. At least that's the perception. And if they have the expertise to put this book, to create this book, then that gives them instant authority, instant credibility. And there's many more ways to be able to do that. The second thing is identify and call out who is your dream customer. If you look at all my social media profiles, my website is going to say entrepreneur, 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 and entrepreneur. The same should be for you as well. If you're looking for potential authors, experts. If you're looking for plumbers, 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 plumbers. You want to be able to highlight and call out who it is very clearly, very articulately, and very concise is your dream customer. The third item is after you are, once you establish that authority, once you establish the who, the third one is what is the problem that you solve? In my particular cases, I help entrepreneurs convert and therefore increase revenue. If you're a dentist, you're cleaning teeth, you want people to have a much more beautiful smile. And it's about sharing and communicating and messaging what is the impact, the end result that your dream customer is wanting. What is that big pain point? What is the biggest pain point they're trying to get rid of? And then the fourth item is CTA. Make sure that in everything that you post, everything that you have a visual, have a CTA. And the CTA could be as something as simple as click this link below where I'm going to give you this wonderful gift. It could also be click the link below where you could book a meeting with me, free discovery session. It's essentially driving action from the traffic, which you work so hard to generate, to be able to take that next step so that they're getting closer and closer to making a purchase with you or having that one-on-one with you. And the other thing in regards to establishing authority is having social proof. The more testimonials that you're able to post in social media or on your website, the more Google reviews you're getting, or even reviews through Yelp or what have you, the better it is because you have more social proof. And if other people say it, then the higher the likelihood that the cold traffic is going to believe it versus you saying it. All right, so that's the way to build trust. Now let's talk about having a 24/7 system that is actually going to do the sales for you. So let's pretend you have two salespeople in your team. One of them is very experienced, decades of experience. They know all the objections that is going to come about for your particular product or sale, and they have a high close rate. It makes sense. They have a lot of experience, and they're very comfortable doing what they're doing. Now, let's say you have another salesperson, a junior salesperson who just graduated college and they never sold anything in their life. The likelihood of them selling a lot is going to be very low. In fact, it's going to take them a while to probably learn the craft, learn the skill set, learn how to talk to individuals on a one-on-one situation. Now, between these two, who will you really want in your team? Who is really going to drive the majority of the sales? The professional guy who has decades of experience selling. Now, the typical situation with many entrepreneurs is that they depend on the junior sales guy. And I mean that from an online standpoint. So a lot of entrepreneurs don't give the online presence, something that I call online sales funnel, the dedication to be able to draft something to the extent of a professional salesperson that's going to do the sales or the conversion for them. An online sales funnel is focused on one thing, and it's going to be either to get opt-ins, to get people to register for an event, or to make an actual purchase. It's only going to be one of those three, and it's going to be focused just on that. So every word, every image, every visual, every video, anything that is on that landing page is going to be very focused on getting the people to do one of those three things: opt-in, register for an event, or make a purchase. The majority of the people are using websites, and websites are great for building trust. They're great for establishing brand. But when it comes to sales, online sales, not necessarily, or online conversion, not necessarily. Statistics shows that online sales funnels convert 3 to 4 times much more a website does, because the role of a website is to build that trust. So now with that, what are the important building blocks of an online sales funnel? Let's focus on the first page. There are four critical questions to answer that a cold traffic is going to your website and asking themselves. One is, does this person have the expertise, the authority, and the know-how to help me get to where I want to go? Are they going to help me win? So if you have the background, or if you have served tens of thousands of clients, even hundreds of clients, and they all been successful, and you have great testimony, then that's fantastic. That's going to be your proof. Now, so you definitely want to be able to have that. So in regards to the funnel, you want to be able to answer that question: does this person have the authority to help me get there? The second question to have is, can I connect with this person? Not every mentor is for everyone. Not every coach is for everyone. So the cold traffic has to be able to sense that they could actually work with you. They're going to enjoy working with you, and they need to feel that connection. The third question is the offer from that person or that business going to help them get from where they are on this side of the bridge to the other side of the bridge, where they are getting fulfilled with the desire that they want, and removing the pain point that they want to get rid of? And then the fourth question is, why now? Could they wait a month? Could they wait 6 months? Why now? So that's going to be really important. So those are the four critical questions that needs to be answered on the first page of an online sales funnel. And there's a specific sequence to be able to do that. And by doing that in the right sequence, it's going to help convert people to opt-in, register for an event, or to actually make a purchase. Because if something is out of sequence, then people are not going to move forward. All of us, or many of us, have gone dating. Many of us are married. We didn't ask the person to marry us before we ask them to date us, right? So we got to make sure that things are in the right sequence, because psychologically speaking, that's how it works. So I encourage everyone to learn more about me and what I offer to visit www.generatingleadsonline.com. www.generatingleadsonline.com. Thank you.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session as we transition to our next expert. Remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.